Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Jacksonville's morning news continues at 8:07, coming to you live from Jacksonville University, where in the next couple of hours, another big announcement is coming from JU and OSearch. Seems like every couple of months, there's some new development with the OSearch partnership that we've seen with Jacksonville University. We're joined here at the Rowing Club at Jacksonville University by Kenzie Horton, who's a JU graduate student who's been studying the movement of white sharks. And ahead of the announcement that's expected for today, I'm fascinated with how you first got fascinated by and got into the study of sharks.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I grew up in Florida. I've been here my whole life. My parents raised me to be on the beach all the time. I had a great love and respect for the ocean. I used to spend my Saturday mornings watching the Fishing Channel with my dad, and one of our favorite shows was Offshore Adventures with Chris Fisher and Brett McBride. So I was inspired by them even before OSearch, watching them on the Fishing Channel. And as they kind of grew into OSearch right around 2007 to like the early 2010s, I began watching them on OSearch on Sharkmen and Shark Wranglers and became really inspired by their work and their education. And I really learned that respect over fear from them. And I really wanted to be part of the next generation of scientists to really study these sharks and show that they are really crucial to our oceans.
So how do you connect then with OSearch through JU? How does that partnership come together? Because it does help to tell the story of how this partnership between JU and OSearch have really come to grow in nearly a full decade or so.
Yeah, this partnership is great. I mean, the grad program has a really hands-on approach. It partners with several different organizations, FWC, St. John's Riverkeeper, OSearch, as well as a chemistry lab. So this partnership really fits in with the approach that MSRI has for their grad program and their undergrad program. And I think it really sets up us students up for success to be able to work with such unique organizations, to get hands-on experience with individuals such as these large sharks we may not actually have been able to get up close to. You know, we watch these shows on TV, and we watch these scientists, and we never get a chance to think that that could be us one day. So it's really nice to be able to work with such a group that can give us those opportunities.
I think sometimes you hear about people tagging sharks, and, you know, the image that comes to mind is you're on a boat, and you kind of aim at the shark, and you hit them in the fin with a tag. That's not what you guys do. You actually take the fish onto the boat.
Yes. So OSearch's approach is to actually put the shark onto the lift, and it has the water pump in its mouth, so it's pushing water over its gills. It's a very unique setup and allows you to get really close to these individuals and take a lot of samples very quickly. Working with Dr. Newton, she has really showed me how quickly and how...
She said 15 minutes. You don't spend more than 15 minutes with the shark.
Yes. So it's very quick. And that 15 minutes flies by. I mean, I've heard people say this over and over again. It feels like a NASCAR pit crew. I mean, we know exactly what we're doing. And we have our opportunity. We go in there. We get it done. And most of the time, I have my task at hand. I focus on that. And it's usually when I step off the lift and I stare at the lift and seeing the shark swim away that I actually get to truly appreciate how close I was actually to these individuals. And it's exciting to see the tag data in the lab, but to see it up close and see it from start to finish, I get a true appreciation for the amount of time and effort it takes to really tag these individuals. And all this data that I see on numbers are actually these sharks. They're an animal with a name and everything.
And we're watching them. We're watching them online.
It's
some of them off the coast of Jacksonville. Very cool. Mm-hmm. How do you catch the shark?
So they actually use a system with buoys with a bait on the line. I can always go to Paige, too, because she's been with them for a long time. So I may refer to her a few times throughout this.
Paige Finney is here from Jacksonville University and OSearch as well.
Yes. So usually the shark would grab onto the bait, onto the hook, and then the smaller boat, the contender, would go out and then grab that line and then slowly guide the shark over to the lift. The lift will lower into the water, and the shark will just swim onto the lift and then begin to raise up out of the water.
Yeah, so cool. We actually have a fishing boat. So instead of the big MV OSearch vessel, we actually have a smaller contender that is actually the fishing boat that has our fishing team on it. And they're doing all the fishing from there. And then once they are able to capture the animal, then they bring it to the big vessel. And that's when that gets on the lift. Captain Brett McBride, he jumps in to the lift with the animal, make sure it's the animal's safe and everything. and that everything's good. So then the scientists can hop on the lift and NASCAR pit crew style get tons of sample and like truly unprecedented data. We're getting muscle samples, blood samples, bacteria samples, attaching three different tags, really doing all of this within 15 minutes is truly incredible. And like Kenzie said, it's not until you get off the lift and step back and watch this animal swim away that it really hits you.
And you say animal like, you know, it's like a little puppy. It's an 1,000-pound creature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, up to 4,000 pounds. Our largest that we've tagged off the eastern North Atlantic was in Nova Scotia, and she was 3,800 pounds, Nagumi, and was 18 feet.
Oh, my goodness.
Incredible. And you humanize it, too, Kenzie. You keep saying individual, I notice. Like, this isn't the scary predator that you see from the movie Jaws where you're thinking that this thing is out to kill you. You really do humanize it. It feels like this is, in some ways, you know, more than just something that's out there swimming in the water and may ultimately come across you out on the beach or anything.
Yeah, I mean, the movie Jaws, I feel like it did one of two things. It either put some fear into people or inspired marine biologists. I know I was inspired by Jaws, yeah. And several of my coworkers are also inspired by it. You know, there have been some things in the media that tend to stigmatize the sharks, but they are really crucial to our oceans. They can really help us tell the health of our oceans, and we need sharks. And so it's really important to talk about them in that kind of light, moving away from the language that kind of demonizes them. I think it's just really important to show that they are important, and we do need them in our oceans, and it's important for conservation.
So we're visiting with Kenzie Orton, JU graduate and student who is studying the movement of white sharks. And today's mission, Kenzie, is all about like the future and continuing that, or and maybe even expanding that study of white sharks out to the Mediterranean. Why is this such a big deal going forward, and how are you going to be a part of it at all? Are you lucky enough to be on the expedition at all?
I would love to be a part of it. I'm not sure yet if I'll have that opportunity, but I have thrown my name in the hat and, you know, said if you need an extra hand, I would love to be a part of it. I'm definitely very excited to see what they find in the Mediterranean. You know, they've spent a lot of time working here in the Western North Atlantic, and I think they have really gained some really valuable data, and if they can take that and move it to the Mediterranean, I think we have a really good chance of really understanding the sharks over that region.
When you go on board, what is the experience like?
It's amazing. I love being offshore. It's such a huge vessel. And I love just being able to be out at sea for days at a time. And
it's
pulling
in right now, actually.
Oh, yeah. There it is. It's definitely a sight to see. I'll never forget the first time I walked up to the boat and I saw it on the dock. And it was just an amazing experience knowing that something that I had followed from childhood and it was inspired by to kind of continue into the science and continue research, being able to step foot on board was just an amazing accomplishment and felt like I had accomplished a goal that I set very long ago.
And what is it like?
Is this a guy-driven thing? Like, I'm thinking about, you mentioned the TV shows and whatnot, and I think of, like, the Baltic Sea where they do all the crabbing and whatnot.
Deadliest Catch.
Yeah, Deadliest Catch, and it's like all a bunch of old white men. That's not this, is it?
No, they have actually a very diverse team. I love working with them. The science crew actually has added one of the grad students. They actually hopped on board for the last one, which is great. So they have a very diverse team of people from all over, which I really love working with.
Look at it pulling into the, I want to say the dock is pulling into the dock.
Yeah, it's pulling up to the dock right now, this OSERT. And Paige, how long is that vessel?
126 feet.
That's 126. So that's able to go offshore, no trouble.
Yep.
You've been out on it as well?
Oh, yeah. Been out every expedition over the last 3.5 years. So it's pulling up right now, 126 feet. It's actually an old Bering Sea crabber. So just like Deadliest Catch, like it is an old Bering Sea crabber that's been outfitted for research purposes. So we have a specialized lift. You can kind of see our small fishing boat, the Contenders, in the lift right now. So that actually goes up over the side of the boat, and that's what goes down and allows the science team to have really unprecedented access to these animals. There's no other vessel like it that allows you this type of access to animals.
So when you were saying Deadliest Catch, you didn't know that this was actually...
I had no idea.
That was
Do we know which one this was?
It was the Arctic Eagle. I think it was on the first season.
It was, yeah.
But yeah, so it's the Arctic Eagle.
Is Mike Rowe on board here? Is he going to be part of the announcement?
Yeah, I wish.
I know, me too.
They're anchoring out right now. So yeah, they'll be anchored about in the background of the event later today.
So if you're going over the Matthews Bridge right now, and as you look off to the Atlantic, you may see the O-Search vessel that is here in the St. John's River. Kenzie, what do you want to learn about sharks? What haven't you learned that you want to learn about them?
There's so much to learn. And that's one of the things I have really found when I'm doing my master's degree is I think I know, you know, a lot of things, but then the more you dive into it, you realize how much you really don't know.
Yeah.
And that's one of the exciting things when I've been looking at this data. I definitely have to keep reeling it back in with my master's thesis because I keep wanting to ask more and more questions. The more you look at the data, the more of the story you can tell, and you want to be able to add more and more to it. And it's, I would love to continue this and working with them in any capacity to continue this research because, like I said, every time you look at the data, you see it in a different way, and you can see more and more questions that you can ask to really try to understand them as best as possible.
So then do you, once you're postgraduate, do you join the O-Search team? Is that your transition forward? Is that like the goal that you want to be part of this experience going
She's
forward?
She's putting in her resume right now as we speak.
Hitting submit.
I would love to. I would love to work with them in any capacity. I've definitely looked at PhD programs that work with them as well to kind of just try to stay in connection with them in any way. I feel like I have such a great relationship with them, and they've been so welcoming from the very beginning. I've learned so much from them. Both the science team and the crew has just been very helpful. I every opportunity and every time I step foot on that boat, I've learned something new. And so I would love to continue that because there's just still so much to learn.
What about the most surprising thing you've learned about the sharks and your interactions with them?
Most surprising thing is just being able to get so close. I've worked with sharks in other capacities, and I love how almost calm it is on the lift. There's so much going on, but everyone has that task at hand, and being able to get as many samples as we can at that time and being able to work together, the communication is fantastic. It's very different than the sampling I've done before, what we're doing on the side of a boat or from shore. So I really love their setup, and it was surprising just to see how well everything works together. I mean, I didn't expect anything less, but just being a part of it, you just get a better appreciation for it.
And what is it like to actually be on the ship, to share food and make meals on the ship?
It's surreal. It's like I said, I watched these shows growing up, and I always wanted to be a part of it in some way. But research has always been my passion. And to then be a part of it and knowing that I'm helping continue the research to hopefully better understand the species, it's still surreal to say. When I talk with everyone and I talk to family and friends, sometimes when I say it, I have to stop and think about, wow, I had this amazing opportunity. And it's amazing that I've watched them progress and grow, and the fact that there is now this opportunity with the university that I was able to actually be a part of. I can't thank them enough for everything that they have done and being able to work with the university to give me these opportunities.
Well, we're going to lobby for you to be on board this mission. Who do we have to talk to make sure
I'll
that
happens?
I'll put
in a good word, that's for sure.
I think that would be great to have you on MBO Search headed out to the Mediterranean after today's announcement ultimately and continue to build upon this great relationship that we have in our community. Kenzie Horton, JU graduate student who continues her study of the movement of white sharks. Appreciate it. Thanks for sharing some of your experiences that you've had, and good luck as you head out. And once you do get it, because it's not if, it's when at this point now, make sure you come back and share with us upon your return some of the learnings that you had. Our consumer warrior, Clark Howard, is here every weekday in the 8 a.m. expanded news feed as Jacksonville's morning news continues live at Jacksonville University.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.